Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I am going to be reviewing The Man Who Sold the Moon by Cory Doctorow. This novella appeared in the 2014 anthology called Hieroglyph. It's a project led by Neil Stevenson and is edited by Ed Finn. The Man Who Sold the Moon tells a story of a man called Greg, who after a big life-changing event at the start of the story, goes to Burning Man. Like most of Doctorow's work, I find the characters in this a little bit one-dimensional, but his work isn't about the characters, and it's not even about the storylines. For me, this is about the ideas. I think Cory Doctorow wears his politics on his sleeve in a lot of his stories, and a lot of what he does is a kind of a way of exploring those ideas through a narrative form. Without going into too many spoilers, the basic gist of this story revolves around a cool piece of tech, which is a 3D printer that works on its own. It collects dust, it collects sand, turns it into hexagonal tiles that connect to each other, so you can use it to build things. You can make a house out of these tiles that have essentially come from nothing, essentially come from the ground. So he goes into the desert, leaves this thing running, comes back a few months later, and he's got a house built. It's great. The story goes on, and this technology is improved, and it's realised it could be used to basically build a moon colony. This is where the writing gets interesting, because Doctorow uses this to talk about the opposing, competing maybe, forces of capitalism, economy, ethics, and environmentalism, and then of innovation. How the interplay between these things can kind of stifle or resist or subvert the other. And this kind of plays out in quite cool ways in, you know, the way this piece of equipment's funded and the kind of mistakes that are made along the way, the protests and the kind of attitudes towards the virgin surface of the moon. Do humans have the right to create things on the moon? Do we have the right to mess with this virgin surface? And so it's basically an interesting discussion about ethics and about our place in the universe. As I say, the characters, not great. The storyline, it's fun, but it's kind of not really important, in my view, to what this story is about. What I do like about this, and this is a point that I'll probably keep going back to on this podcast, is there's a lot of modern science fiction that is very pessimistic. And this one, it has a lot of hope. I mean, there's pessimism, there's some kind of obstacles along the way, but there's hope. There's hope for the future. There's hope that technology can bring improvements to all our lives. And I think that is a really kind of underrepresented idea within science fiction. So good work to Cory Doctorow on this. What do you think about this? Let me know on Twitter. I'm at JL Cronshaw. That's Cronshaw. You can follow me on there. I'm also on Goodreads, so you can see the big novels that I'm reading. I'm also on Facebook. It's John Cronshaw, J-O-N, no H there. So just friend me on there and let me know what you think of the show. If you've got any suggestions for future episodes, please do get in touch. And I'm also looking to bring in other people on the show to talk about these books, because it's better to have a conversation and a dialogue with someone than just talking into a vacuum. So if you want to review a story with me, get in touch and we'll try and sort something out. So until next time, cheerio.